Oh, have you not heard, Pat, of many a joke that's made by the wits against your own country folk? They may talk of our boots, but it must be confessed that of all the bull makers, John Bull is the best. I'm just come from London, the capital town. A fine plate it is, faith, I'm sorry to own. For there you can show your sweet face in the street, but a bull is the very first man that you meet. Now I went to St. Paul's, 'twas just after my landing. A great house they've built there, a scarce room to stand in. And their Grand Macquarie, won't you think it a joke? The lower I whispered, the louder I spoke. Then went to the tower to see the wild beasts, thinking out of my wits to be frightened at least. But these wild beasts I found standing tame on the shelf, not one of the kit half so wild as myself. Next I made for the bank, sir, for there I was told were oceans of silver and mountains of gold. But I soon found this talk was mere bluster and vapour, for the gold and the silver were all made of paper. A friend took me into the Parliament House, and there said the speaker, as mum as a mouse. For in spite of his name, won't you think this a joke to the speaker, he whom they all of them spoke to? Of all the strange places I ever was in, wasn't that now the place for a hubbub and din? While some made a bother to keep others quiet, and the rest called for order, meaning just make a riot. Then should you hereafter be told of some joke by the Englishmen made against your own country folk, tell this tale, my dear honey, and stoutly protest that of all the bull makers, John Bull is the best.